Thank you. Our next speaker is Mr. Ahmad Hamdan.
Thank you. President Easter, Chancellor Wise, and members of the Board of Trustees, my name is Ahmad Hamdan, and I'm a senior in chemical engineering and a soon-to-be alumni of the University of Illinois. I'm the president of the registered student organization Students for Justice in Palestine, and I'm a member of the Senate Committee on Academic Freedom and Tenure. Today, I not only speak on behalf of SJP, but also on behalf of the students on this campus that care to protect our constitutional right to freedom of speech and freedom to dissent. We came together as the core group of seven students who, along with hundreds of protesters on this campus, have been tirelessly organizing demands, petitions, letters, and actions since we first learned of Professor Steven Salaita's firing. We include students that are Jewish, Palestinian, Latina, Asian American, queer, trans, graduate, undergraduate from a variety of disciplines, representative of the diversity that this university claims to protect and value. We are here to voice our grievances of a campus left in disarray after a member of our community was fired in what is clearly an infringement of academic freedom and a case of shameful censorship. Professor Salaita was set to begin this fall after accepting his appointment the year prior. As the only scholar whose work focuses on comparative American Indian and Palestinian studies, he was to add much prestige to our university. The decision of the Board of Trustees and Chancellor Wise to revoke the appointment of Professor Steven Salaita has relayed to the world that the University of Illinois has no regard for academic freedom. This violation of academic freedom has resonated nationally and internationally among many respectable academic institutions, as thousands of scholars have boycotted our university, effectively stunting the university's image and credibility. As it stands, 15 academic departments have cast votes of no confidence, several student organizations have called for Salaita's reinstatement, over 5,000 scholars are boycotting UIUC, nearly 18,000 people have signed on the petition on change.org calling for the reinstatement, and several academic and professional organizations have made statements in protest of Professor Steven Salaita's firing and the university's violation of academic freedom. The ability to restore the credibility and reputation of this university lies solely in the decision you all make today. The decision to unhire Professor Steven Salaita that was supposedly made in an effort to protect our university and student safety has tarnished our name, rid us of our pride, and left many of us feeling threatened and unvalued by our own university. This is not something that which we could simply move on from, especially as our departments have really ceased to function. Unless Professor Steven Salaita is reinstated, the worldwide boycott and the on-campus protests will only escalate exponentially. So today, I ask you all, why? Why was Professor Steven Salaita fired? Was it under the banner of Inclusive Illinois that ensures the integration of all cultures and perspectives? In light of Professor Salaita's impeccable dossier and stellar teaching record, as well as the administration's lack of clarity regarding the reasoning behind his firing, the only apparent explanation is that the donors have unjustly influenced the administration's decision in service to their own agenda without considering the university's bedrock principles. It's clear that the external influences of a few have superseded the ethics and formal processes of the larger university. At least 15 departments have voted no confidence in our administration, an administration that has completely disregarded and isolated student and body faculty alike. If confidence is not restored immediately, an irreversible rift will continue to grow in our institution. So I call today on you, the Board of Trustees, to fulfill your duty to our campus and help us begin rebuild our university by reinstating Professor Steven Salaita. By reinstating Professor Steven Salaita, you will not only be adding a renowned scholar to our campus, but also restoring our reputation. What happens today will dictate our university's integrity and the trajectory for the days, weeks, and years to come. Thank you.
Ahem.